Good evening. You're listening to Geek World on KCLA-FM.com with your superhero, super hosts, Anime and Dave, here to bring you the best in the world of geek. Today on the show, we're talking about some of the great, and by great, I mean not so great, superhero movies of the 1990s.
The 1990s.
We're going to talk about a little Spawn, a little Phantom, a little Shadow, which actually isn't that bad, a little Vampirella.
Little bit of Vampirella.
Yeah,
it's been a little while since
it's been a while.
But once is good enough. I'll let you know on that one.
So, Dave, what do you want to start with?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's got to be either the Phantom or the Shadow. Which one will we have more to talk about?
I don't know. Let's start with the... Do you want to start with the Shadow because it's better?
We can start with the Shadow, yeah.
Okay, let's start with the good movie.
Do you know what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
No, I have no idea. Tell me about it.
Alec Baldwin knows. Yeah, The Shadow. I mean, gosh. It was from when? 1994.
Right.
So when it came out, starring Alec Baldwin as The Shadow.
Penelope Ann Miller as Margot Lane.
Yep. Sir Ian McKellen, before he was Sir Ian McKellen, and just Ian McKellen before Magneto, as Penelope Ann Miller's father. And, oh, you know, we never looked up the Kubla Khan guy there. We got to figure out who he is, too. John Lone, I think his name is, though. So.
Tim Curry as crazy other scientist.
Yeah. He always plays that frantic guy, but quite well, so it's okay.
Peter Boyle as taxi driver.
Taxi driver,
dude. Sort of employed by Shadow.
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about that? I mean, do you want to start at the beginning, or you want to talk about how he employs certain people throughout time?
Yeah, apparently he employs certain people by saving their life, and then their life belongs to him.
It's like awful indentured servitude.
It's kind of creepy, because, like, you know, he saves their life once, and so then forever they're indebted.
Yeah, that's not very cool. He should at least give them, like, some kind of medical plan or something.
I know, right? Isn't he rich?
Did they get dental?
After he stole that guy's identity.
Yeah, well, that's in the comic book radio version. Oh, you know, he was the bad guy in Rush Hour 2. That's who, what's
his
name?
Dave was talking about Khan.
I'm sorry, Khan, yeah. Khan! Oh, yeah. Let's see. Oh, he's in The Last Emperor, too. Okay, so this doesn't help. This is great radio, though. what was actually his name? It was something Khan, right?
Yeah, something Khan.
Shiwan Khan.
Shiwan Khan.
The last descendant of Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
All right, so let's start from the beginning. I really like the beginning of this movie because we are introduced to an evil character.
Hardcore Alec Baldwin.
Well, yeah, you already given it away now. I'm trying to tell the story of the evil character, and you've already given it away, the story. I was building up. I was making it very atmospheric for the listener.
But in the very beginning of the movie,
like
you
shadow.
See that it's Alec Baldwin.
Yes. The Shadow. You know, Orson Welles, wasn't he the voice of the Shadow? I'm the Shadow. Is that a good one?
Agnes Moorehead was Margot Lane.
Oh, no, I gotta look up her now, find out what else she was in.
Other than Bewitched.
Yes.
And Dora.
The Shadow knows what evil lurks.
More like Larry Flint.
Yeah, there's my Larry Flint. Yeah, okay, fine. Orson Welles is really hard, though, to do an impression of. I have to work on that. Have we even talked about anything yet? Okay, so anyway, we start off in Tibet, in the poppy fields of Tibet, and there's this evil ruler who rules all of the poppy fields, and you think it's some, you know, Asian guy because it's in Thailand, but no, it's Alec Baldwin, like you already said.
Hardcore Alec Baldwin.
Hardcore Alec Baldwin. And I like to say, by the way, that the Shadow's, or actually he's not the Shadow at this point, he's called something else. His first victim was David Lopan from Big Trouble in Little China there.
That guy's in, like, every movie.
Yeah, he really is. I don't remember his name right now, but he really is in every movie. And we find out, you know, he's all, like, opiumed out. He's got his long hair and his long nails.
Yeah.
He's all evil.
Crazy
he's running that
nails.
Game. You know what I'm saying? He's, like, the super drug dealer.
Super drug dealer!
And we see him, you know, have a guy killed. So already we start off with our main character here who's like this superhero. You know, he's a cold-blooded killer. So I kind of like that. I thought that was really cool. You know, the whole anti-hero thing going on there, which is really nice. Which is pretty, I guess, pretty much like the comic book was in the 1930s, too,
You're
in a
very
way.
Very creepy individual. You know that?
Who is?
You are.
Why? What was creepy about that?
You like your evil good guy.
There's nothing wrong
people.
With an anti-hero. Whatever.
Keep going.
Clark Kent killed somebody in that episode of Smallville. That car one. You don't like him anymore?
Well, technically, he didn't kill the guy.
No, he killed the dude.
It was an accident.
Yeah, an accident in which the guy exploded.
Well, he was gonna die trapped in the trunk with kryptonite. Okay, back to the Shadow.
Jeez.
Whatever.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no. I have to defend myself. Oh, I guess I'm a creepy guy. Anyway, so we get to the actual... You know, that's not important. No, you go. You continue. I'm not talking anymore.
Do you want me to talk more about...
I strike. Wait, what? Talk more about what?
Alec Baldwin?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so Alec Baldwin ends up at this temple because these guys, you know, take him by the arms and drag him there.
Yes.
And he goes, what temple? He sees a shack, and then he goes, that's not much of a temple.
No.
But his mind is clouded.
It's clouded, yes, by evil.
Yeah.
Or not, or something.
And then all of a sudden things become clear, and yes. There's this big temple on the hill where you have to walk into a snake mouth to get in.
Yeah.
And
maybe he was just getting off his opium high, you know? Do you think he was hearing like, da na 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 na. And it's probably not. That was after that. Sorry. Continue.
So he goes into the temple, and there's the leader of the temple thing there. And
yeah, a little golden child there from the Eddie Murphy movie or something.
Is that really who it is?
No, I have no idea who that is. I'm making that up. A little Tibetan dude who was like the grand
very
master.
Deep voice.
Very deep voice.
Would
he was
like
older
to take
than
it from
Father
here?
Time. No, keep on going. I enjoy what you're saying. It's all wonderful.
Okay, so this guy is trying to teach him to use all this power that he has, but use it for good and not evil.
Yeah, he basically like forces him to be a good guy. He's like, I'm going to force you, because he didn't want to become a good guy. He's like, no, I will make you fight evil. And he's like, ugh. Because he can't get rid of his evil shadow that's inside him.
Yeah. But he has the leader of the temple guy has this really cool knife that, you know, has a face that comes to life and bites people and stabs them
like
on its own. And
yeah,
kind of reminds me of Beetlejuice when he becomes a snake.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's got something like that.
And creepy.
It's kind of interesting. I like how it flies around. It's got its own little personality. You know what it reminded me of?
It has legs and...
It reminded me of, like... In Evil Dead, like Army of Darkness, you know, when he was trying to pick the three books, which one was the Necronomicon.
Yeah.
And they were like biting him and stuff. That's what it reminded me of.
Totally. And then it's 7 years later and he's in New York City.
Yes.
Yes. And
Now he is known as, what is it again? What's his name?
Lamont Cranston.
Lamont Cranston.
Billionaire playboy Lamont Cranston.
Yeah.
I guess millionaire back
Millionaire. Yeah, back in that way, millionaire was like pretty big. And, you know, it's funny because all these characters from like these original superheroes, other than, I guess, Superman, were all like millionaires.
And Spider-Man.
You know? And, well, yeah, Spider-Man was, like, it came way after. Yeah. I'm talking about
the golden
age 30s, type characters, like, you know, like the Shadow and, like, the Phantom and, like, Batman and, like, you know,
it's far
Green
easier
Arrow.
to be a superhero when you don't really have many responsibilities and
you do
have lots of money.
That's true. No, that's a good point. Yeah, it wouldn't be as cool as if you had to wake up and work a real-time job.
Totally.
Like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, by the way, I'd just like to say. Anyway, let's move on to that, because that's not important. So, yeah, we get the Shadow, and he's all, like, menacing, and he laughs at criminals, and he freaks them out. And
he clouds their minds so they don't see him.
Yeah, so he's just kind of like a shadow going around.
And he reads their minds.
But he can't hide the shadow from them, because that's what's real in his heart. And he said that the only thing evil men will see is your shadow. And he basically uses, like, Jedi mind tricks, you know? So I don't know if George Lucas took that whole idea from The Shadow
possible.
From Dune. Maybe Frank Herbert and Dune took that from The Shadow. Who knows? So, but he does do a little Jedi mind trick on his buddy there.
Yeah.
His
uncle.
The late Jonathan Winters, who I had assumed died, but actually didn't. He's still alive. So good for you, Jonathan Winters.
The really funny thing is... No, never mind.
Wow, that was like a long pause. The really funny thing was, I have no idea.
I think that I read that that the character of the police commissioner in this was actually the precursor to Batman's.
Commissioner Gordon? Yeah,
Commissioner Gordon.
I wouldn't be surprised. You know, the Shadow came out 2 years... I'm sorry. The Shadow came out in when did we find out? 1930... whatever, before Batman.
But I think that was the case.
Oh, no, Shadow, yeah, The Shadow came out in the comic book in 1931, what was invented in 1930, and Batman, I think, came out in 1939, so that would make sense.
Okay.
So there you go.
Yeah, I think that's what I read, but...
But anyway, so the Shadow basically fights evil, and he's got, like, 245 caliber revolvers, and he can make people see him as, like, you know, a dude with a really big nose and a weird face. You know, he looks like... You remember that movie, The Rocketeer?
Yeah.
He kind of looks like, when he's in Shadow form, that, like, assassin in The Rocketeer looks all weird looking, you know? Yeah. And they all kind of look like all the characters in Dick Tracy, too.
Yeah,
have you ever seen
totally.
That? But, yeah, but anyway, and so, essentially, then what happens? A crate from Thailand shows up in the modern art museum.
Tibet,
from Tibet. What did I say?
Thailand.
Oh, yeah, that's this difference.
That's far different than Tibet.
Oops. Anyway, I think Thailand is where the next Rambo movie is going
to
be, however.
Ooh.
So, anyway, some shows
Tibet,
up.
And there's no return address.
Yeah, yeah, you can't even return the sender if you wanted to. And it's this crazy silver box, and then what happens? Something comes out of the box.
Doesn't that always happen?
Yeah, you
can. It's a museum, something comes out of the box.
Yeah.
The poor old one guy that's standing there at the time has to deal with the thing, but the thing clouds minds and makes him shoot himself.
Yeah, you know, and it's weird, too, because I'd like to say that Penelope Ann Miller there keeps on showing up in these weird, like, museum things, you know, where, like, monsters show up in a museum, like that movie The Relic starring Tom Sizemore. Which, by the way, I think I saw him on some show the other day. Like, I think he's doing a documentary about him smoking heroin or something.
No way.
Because he's, like, a total junkie, yeah. And so he's doing some documentary about that. So
that's hilarious.
Good for you, Tom Sizemore.
Wow, we have almost spent 15 minutes.
Really? We haven't talked about anything yet. Okay, so basically the Shadow...
Yeah, where's the time gone?
I don't know. Okay, so the Shadow clouds men's minds, yada, yada, yada. Penelope Ann Miller's in it, and Tim Curry's in it, and he plays a good character, and... okay, so the guy who comes out of the box who's all evil, can cloud people's mind, is like the last descendant of Genghis Khan.
Right.
And he stayed in Genghis Khan's like sarcophagus or something,
and
I
then,
guess.
And like absorbed the powers in 3 days.
It only took him 3 days. And then like their eyes get all crazy, like the bad guy from, what's that movie called? From Hell?
Yeah.
You know, they get all crazy big and brown all of a sudden when they turn into shadow mode or whatever mode. And,
right.
And calamity ensues. And there you go. I don't know. What else should we talk about in that movie? Was there anything else? I liked it. I thought it was
really
pretty good.
I enjoyed it, but then again, I might have enjoyed it more compared
to the
Phantom.
Yeah, I mean,
I really enjoyed it.
Because I even recall when I was younger, like, I liked the Shadow when it came out, and the Phantom was like, ugh.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Anyways, Genghis Khan guy is going to build a bomb and blow up New York City.
With a beryllium sphere, right?
With a beryllium sphere, which anytime I hear that, I only think of Galaxy Quest.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Hey, you know, it's all good.
Anyways.
And, you know, stuff happens and fighting and cool. Oh, they had that cool, like, bullet hit the bullet at the same time
that was pretty
scene.
Neat.
That's pretty cool. Which I guess I was watching that Mythbusters show not too long ago, and they did that test, and that's actually possible.
Very cool.
Because that comes from an old story in the Civil War.
Now, the whole thing is that this Khan guy also was recruited by the same guy that the Shadow was, but the guy couldn't turn him good.
Killed your master!
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. What's that from? I there's so many things like that. That's basically like every kung fu movie is basically that idea. You've killed my master, now you must die.
Yeah.
You
killed my father, prepare to die.
You killed my father, prepare to die. And now he catches serial killers on TV. Anyway, I don't know. What else to say about the Shadow? It was cool. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's neat.
In the end, good triumphs over evil.
Of course. Always.
Evil triumphs over evil.
You were a barbarian. I like Alec Baldwin, though. He's really funny, and he was really good. But let's move on from that show. What do you want to talk about now? You want to talk about the Phantom now? Or
now we're going to take a short commercial break, and when we come back, we will talk about the amazing movie, The Phantom.
Slam evil!
We are back. You're listening to Geek World on KCLA-FM.com with your superhero, super hosts, Anime and Dave. And if you do want to get in touch with us, don't forget you can send us an email to animeontheradio@yahoo.com or check out our MySpace page at myspace.com/geekworld.
And remember, the weed of crime bears bitter fruit.
That's
the
right.
The shadow knows.
The shadow knows. So next up on the agenda... The Phantom, starring...
Can I mention something before the Phantom? I'd just like to say that there's a possibility Sam Raimi might be at least producing another Shadow movie.
I like Sam Raimi.
Yeah, how can you not like Sam Raimi? So, there
he
you
originally
go.
Wanted to get the rights to it, but was denied.
Denied! Block! What's up now? Okay, anyway. So, we're talking about The Phantom, which slams evil for some apparent reason. I'm not really sure why they came up with that tagline, but it's starring... one of anime's favorite actors, yeah. Billy Zane.
Yeah, by far not.
Yeah.
Billy Zane, Christy Swanson, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yes. A newcomer at that time.
Yeah.
This movie was made in 1996, clear 2 years after The Shadow, yet somehow they didn't really get how to make a decent superhero movie at that point.
Anyways, so he wears a purple leotard and tights.
Yep.
And let me give you some trivia that I found out before we discuss it.
Yeah.
First of all, Billy Zane pumped iron for the entire year.
He was freaking like doing steroids and doing like, you know, creatine
that he was doing that stuff.
Never mind.
As we know, he just pumped iron.
Billy Zane is totally natural build muscle guy.
Anyways, he pumped iron for an entire year before the fandom came out. Originally, they had made a suit for him that was kind of like Batman's suit with built-in muscles.
Yeah.
But by the time the filming actually began, he was so pumped that, so jacked, they didn't need to use that suit. He just had to use the leotard.
He was not the gunny, man. He bumped up very hard. Is Hans and Franz impression still funny, considering it hasn't been on the air for over 10 years?
Yeah, no.
I think it is.
Okay, you keep on thinking that.
I will, thanks.
Also, originally, the title character was going to be played by Bruce Campbell, which definitely would have given it a bigger feel, a different feel, and a taller feel.
Very taller feel, yeah. Somehow Bruce Campbell is less of a celebrity than Billy Zane, but yeah. What do you say? The Shadow. I mean, it starts off with a title card for those of you who came in late.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about?
We rewound it to see if maybe we missed something. Like,
yeah.
I mean, what, if you're in the theater, like, you see that and you're like, what, in case I got in after the previews?
Yeah.
Like, what is that supposed to mean?
I think it meant for those of us who were born after the year 1950. I think that was what they were saying.
Okay.
Because The Phantom was originally conceived in 1936 as a comic strip by somebody. I don't know. And I do know. Wait, what is it? I can't remember now. It's like something.
Let's talk more about the movie.
Okay, so what I learned about The Phantom is that you can chill out in the jungle in a purple suit. People think you'll live for 400 years. And you use guns to shoot guns out of people's hands. That's all I learned.
Okay.
Is there anything else?
Stealing horses is cool.
Stealing horses is pretty cool,
and
I agree.
And it's good to have a dog named Devil that's actually a wolf that talks to horses.
Yes, and talks to your horse Hero and make sure that they can come pick you up.
The horse is named Hero?
Yeah, the horse
Hero
is named Hero.
And Devil?
Yeah, isn't that great? It's great.
Weird. Billy Zane?
Billy Zane, yeah. In all his greatness. I mean, hey, he even had hair back then, too.
And Treat Williams?
Treat Williams, yeah. I mean, he's the true gem of the movie, really. I mean, he's so campy and cheesy, it's unbelievable. You're like, Treat Williams? But he's always kind of campy anyway.
Yeah.
He plays Xander Drax, the evil bad guy.
That's X-A-N-D-E-R-D-R-A-X.
Yeah.
Begins and ends in X.
Back then, all you needed to do to become a billionaire was have a lot of X's in your name.
Apparently.
A lot of stuff has changed since then. And basically, I don't know, it's a movie about some skulls trying to get picked up, that these ancient skulls caused something
Indiana
cool.
Indiana Jones type scenario.
And it's like, ooh, yay, mystical stuff.
Mystical stuff.
Yeah, and then
spends his time on this island that no one goes to and has native friends.
Yeah, and then he has to, you know, he's basically like, this character's essentially Zorro and Tarzan rolled into one, you know?
Zorzan!
He's like Zorro because he's like from this long line of people fighting evil, and he's like Tarzan because he, you know, lives in the jungle and is one with the jungle folk
and
one with the animals.
And he talks with the jungle animals.
Talks with the animals, walks with the animals. This guy, like, you know, there isn't a part where he gets, like, he runs away from criminals and he's in a zoo and, you know, he's, like, petting the tiger because he's his buddy, you know.
Tiger.
You're a lady tiger. I can't stop playing Scarface, sorry. Anyway, and so The Phantom, that movie's just something else. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I wouldn't recommend anyone ever watching it, pretty much. Unless you got a real thing for Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, a young Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
She becomes a good guy at the end because she tells Christy Swanson, we girls should stick together after I've tried to kill you many times.
Yes.
And yeah.
Well, they were captured by a bunch of pirates near the end, led by Carrie Tokugawa. What's his name again? I don't know. My sister loves that guy for some reason. And I tell you what, they were afraid of getting raped, I think. So their friendship was formed on rape. So that's always nice.
That's a good bond.
Yes, it's a very important bond. And anyway, so the movie's just silly, you know. I especially like that part where the bad guys are shooting at the plane that the Phantom is on, and they shoot the wings of the plane, and all of a sudden all the fuel starts pouring out.
Like, wait, why is the fuel pouring out from above you? Like, what's going on?
Luckily, though, before they crash and burned, the dog Devil communicated with the horse Hero that Hero needed to run under the plane so that the Phantom could jump on. So.
Luckily, Devil and Hero know coordinates. You know, they have the GPS.
They have a GPS system.
Yeah,
he low-jacked himself for such an occasion. Mm-hmm. James Remar is in it, though. I gotta give him little props there.
Dad and Dexter.
Yeah, Dad and Dexter, and he's Ajax in The Warriors, the Ultimate Guy film. You know, he's awesome.
Now, it's hard to take any superhero, like, seriously when he's in purple spandex.
Yeah, you'd think that, right?
You know that after watching this movie.
Yeah, it's difficult.
It's just really hard to take him seriously. Yeah. The funny trivia is that supposedly Billy Zane, during filming, would go for sushi, and he'd go wearing the Phantom costume.
Yeah, he would.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. You know what's funny? When I was in high school, in a mall, me and my friend got asked if we wanted to watch a movie trailer or make some money. And so we went into this little room, and Michael Jackson was there. It was awful. No, I'm just kidding. We went into this little room, and we watched a trailer for The Phantom. And we were asked, you know, what we thought about the movie, you know, what the agent, like, you know, what we thought was rated. So The Phantom's got kind of a, you know, it's got a place in my heart. It was the only time I was really ever asked to do that. So that's very nice.
Yeah. It's a bad movie.
It's bad, yeah.
It's painful.
It's really, there isn't enough narcotics in the world to get through that movie.
And
so.
We are in no way condoning the use of illegal narcotics.
No, unless you have to watch the Phantom. Like, if you're forced to watch it by some awful group of people.
Then if you are 21 or up, you should drink a lot of alcohol. And don't drive.
Yeah, no, don't drive.
Don't drive.
Don't drive while watching The Phantom. You could be sober and driving and watching The Phantom and still die. You might think there isn't. It's not even worth living anymore if you saw that movie. Yeah, I don't even know. Let's. Do we have any time to skip on to the other movies?
We've got about 3 minutes for Spawn.
Spawn! Oh my God! All right. So the 1992 character Spawn came out in comic books, Image Comics, Todd McFarlane. Everyone knows Spawn. Spawn came out in, I believe, what, 96 is when the movie came out.
I think so.
And starring Michael J. White. Mm-hmm. Who I think the last thing I saw him in was the our Justice League Heroes video game.
Yeah, he is the voice of the Green Lantern.
Yeah, he's also was in that Universal Soldier movie with you know, whatever. And Spawn, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, okay, let's start off with the good things about Spawn.
Yeah.
The effects aren't that bad,
no,
especially
good.
For the time. I think that the effects on his costume are actually pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
His chains, like when I think to Spider-Man with Doc Ock?
Yeah, Spider-Man 2 with Doc Ock. Yeah.
They spent so much time and money on his tentacle things, which were incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But the chains on Spawn's costume were really believable and really cool.
Yeah.
And they really had life to them. So I don't know if that was like puppeteering or something, but that was like pretty impressive.
Yeah, the effects were pretty good.
Yeah. And the movie less good.
Yeah,
far,
I mean, you know,
far less
which is
good.
Funny because it's got kind of a decent cast. I mean, Charlie Sheen. Martin Sheen's in it.
Martin Sheen.
Yeah, John Leguizamo. I really enjoy that movie. I think he's really funny as the Violator.
Yeah.
I mean, I especially like the
really
part
creepy.
When he's a cheerleader. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Yeah, I mean, the whole fiery montage of, like, there's a battle between heaven and hell, and, you know, the Devil Lord Malbolgia is searching for soldiers, you know, that was all really, like, eh. But, you know, it's cute, you know, it's got its, I don't know.
It's got its ups and downs.
I don't know, yeah, I mean, I was kind of impressed by the beginning. It has a lot of explosions, which is nice.
Yeah.
The Violator isn't that bad, CGI-wise. But
Spawn is, like, this guy, and he's, you know, killed by Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen
and
Saint.
And
no, it's not
Lady
Saint.
Lady Heather.
Lady Heather, yeah. From CSI. She's also in the OC as Misha Barton's mom, I think. Yeah, her name's Priest in the movie.
Yeah. Anyways, they kill
Gail
the
Simmons.
Guy who becomes Spawn. And,
yeah.
And he goes to Hell, and then Hell recruits him to be the leader of their army because
he sells his soul, so he can be with his wife again.
Yeah.
And only to come back 5 years later deformed, and not only that, but the worst possible thing that could happen to anyone.
His wife marries D.B. Sweeney.
Seriously, I mean, come on! How does that happen?
And they have a kid.
Yeah. Cyan.
Yeah, who's actually a Todd McFarlane's daughter.
Yes, and
the Wendy or whatever her name is, his wife.
And Terry Fitzgerald, who D.B. Sweeney plays, who's his best friend, was Todd McFarlane's best friend. Yeah. He's also one of the producers of the movie. And Al Simmons, who that Spawn's based on, was one of his college friends.
Well, that's all the time that we have, and that's okay.
Because I don't even know if we talked about anything, did we?
We really didn't.
We didn't get to Vampirella. That was an excellent one
there. Yeah, we don't remember enough of it for tonight. Yeah. Anyways, you've been listening to Geek World on KCLA-FM.com with your superhero super hosts, Anime and Dave. Don't forget to tune in here every week, every Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. or 10:30 p.m. if you're on the East Coast. And we are going to take you out with a song that is on the Spawn soundtrack.
Yeah.
Can't You Trip Like I Do by Filter and Crystal Method. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Can't you trip like I do? Yeah.